Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Wednesday, and I believe we have some dildos.
Oh, yeah.
I believe Moonlight Adult Boutique has restocked us. Don't forget, guys, in KCMO 140 Highway, Truman Road, in KCMO, KCK State Avenue, of course, over in Brody Town, Topeka Boulevard. I bet that's where he shops now.
Yeah, I don't care where
that's where he
shops.
Gets his butt plugs.
Yeah,
small ones. He doesn't like the big ones yet, but he'll work up to it.
Yeah, well, he does on his own time.
Dad likes them. Do you like a little finger sometimes?
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. Who's this we business? Your dad did?
No.
Well, how do you?
We've all talked about
who's
it.
Who's we? You and your dad?
Me, you, Jake, and we all enjoyed a finger too.
Oh, what conversation was this? I'm not saying it's, but I don't remember this conversation.
I thought we talked about, you know, getting a
really?
Tickle inside. You know,
Jake,
tickle.
You remember this conversation? Hold on. I definitely have never had a conversation about tickling the inside of my ass. I'm not saying it hasn't happened. I'm just saying, like, you and I would never share anything. It doesn't matter if it's true or not. Like, with that. Like,
wait, because I missed a piece of it.
We were having a good three-way conversation about getting our inside of our ass tickled.
No.
Like a finger
I,
in there, young.
I don't remember that conversation.
I would never have that conversation.
Was it to take place here?
Yeah, I think it took place. It took place here or on the bus up going up to Sturgis.
Oh, well, really?
Oh, wow. Because that's what we do.
Just some dudes on an RV talking about getting ass.
Well, no, I
assure you, that has never happened. There's no way I'd ever chance that kind of a weird conversation. Somewhere on the road, trapped in a...
What scares me is he's confusing us with... He had that conversation with Hector or with somebody else.
Or no, with the voice in his head.
The head movie. That's exactly where it started.
There's nobody that would have that.
Nothing like the open road and a pinky in my butt.
You know what it's like. What do you like? 2, 3, 4? What do you want? 2 knuckle deep? What do you like? Little tickle, tickle, tickle?
I'm not
a closed off person. Right. I would just never talk with you about it.
Okay.
Because you never know where it's going to go when you have that discussion with him.
Oh, I'm going to go out on a limb and say I've never discussed our anuses with the...
Yeah,
that hasn't happened.
So, but if you'd like your ass tickled. Oh, we have so many items.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny, the Baron of Butt Plugs, the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City. He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny. As he brings you a game that we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right. That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right! Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience. Then we describe the item that's up for bid. The listeners place their bids. The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize! And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
All right. I do see that Tiffany and Megan and Brenda want to play, then Brian, Derek, and Jason. So let's do the guys first. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Jason, 43.
Yep. What else?
Married. Yep. Wife's got a couple things. One for me. And then, yeah.
All right, Mr. Details. Tell me this. You say my wife's got a couple things, one for me. What in the goddamn does that mean?
She puts a little vibrating C-ring on me every once in a while.
All right.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. You know what? Maybe I need to try one of those. I had the wrong impression about those things. I thought that they would make you finish too quick, so I was like, I don't want anything like that. And it turns out they say
about that, different things. Baseball, you know.
See, but somebody told me that the C-rings are for guys make you last a lot longer.
I don't know.
You're no help at all, Jason. I'm moving on.
I know, right?
All right. You stay there. You're going to play. I got to get Derek on. Derek, what's your story?
Oh, man. Okay. Derek, I'm married. I've got two kids. I'm 38. The wife's got one of those two-prong Alien Edition, way too expensive power wagons, and we've got the different size balls, small to big. You know, I call it the anal stick. And
the anal stick. Honey, get the anal stick and feel kind of salty.
Sounds like you guys have that on the RV.
Right?
Yeah, you know, you got to gauge it out. You know, you got to start slow. And...
Yeah. No, I got you. So you, when you say the way too expensive vibrator, look, if it gets the job done, it's never too expensive.
It's no. She's worth every penny. But, yes.
What about for you? Is there anything for you? Are you the anal stick?
A little bit of that.
Give me the boom stick.
You know, as long as I can get myself going, she can do whatever she wants to me. But my toys are pretty cheap. I like a good 5-finger discount.
I got you. All right, Jason and Derek, you guys hold on because now we have to meet Brian. Brian, can you keep up with these two perverts?
Probably not. Uh-huh. 40, two kids. The girlfriend's got a couple of thingamajiggas to stick up in her, and I don't have anything.
Well, our good new friend Brian, inattentive Brian, as we like to call him, and Derek and Jason are all three going to play. The closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid. Fellas, what you need to do is listen.
For the fellas, just in time for Father's Day, is the F-Hole Tunnel Stroker.
All right, buddy. Oh, yeah, puppy.
That's right, puppy. The F-Hole Tunnel is a textured ultra-skin masturbator that comes in its own discreet travel case. The squeeze plate allows you to control the pressure, while the end cap creates intense suction. And with its durable outer shell, you can take it virtually anywhere.
I'm boning in the Bahamas.
I'm stroking it in Stockholm.
I'm pumping it in Poland.
I'm masturbating at your mom's house.
Okay, the base twists to adjust the suction strength.
Like your mom.
And it fully disassembles for easy cleaning.
Just like your mom.
Will you stop talking about my mother?
You know, I like to call your mom Skippy.
Why?
Because she's easy to spread.
Are you done, Dad?
Maybe.
It's the F-Hole Tunnel Stroker, part of the Kink Series from old Doc Johnson.
Your mother's like a 5-foot-tall basketball hoop.
Stop it!
It's always easy to score.
I hate you.
And it can be yours, fellas, if the price is right.
You know the difference between your mother and a bowling ball, right? You can only get 3 fingers and a bowling ball. This is an awfully really well-packaged sex toy for being called literally the F-hole. And it's spelled out here on the front.
Oh, yeah. The F-hole tunnel.
Yeah. And I mean, it's let me see this. Hold on, fellas. And no, this is not cheap. At least it's not cheaply made. I don't know the price of it yet, but so this is, I got it. So that goes in there, and then this pumps it up.
Yeah, that squeezes it. Yeah, and then when you're doing your pumping,
I don't care anymore. I just want to put that away. Well, I'll just pretend.
But you can get attachments for it also.
Oh, there's a whole line of accessories, fellas.
Wait.
Holy cow. So there's a machine. Oh, so there's the power banger extender. And that goes with the power banger adapter and the effing machine power banger. So you're going to need all these. And you're definitely need the water-based lubricant on that. So that all goes together. So what it is it's basically you're going to have to suction cup it to a table. And then it's a machine with it basically goes in a circle. And when it does, the piston goes back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's on the extension rod. So you see where I'm going with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's an injury you're going to have to explain to the ER doc. Then they have the F-hole tunnel, the F-hole ass, and the F-hole vagina. Because that's important to designate. Listen, it's going to feel great and bring you great personal shame.
I got to say, it'd be better if Nikki was explaining this.
Oh, my God. Jerk off on your own time. I'm working here.
Come on, Nikki. Say it.
You're an F-tunnel, son. All right. Tell him he's an F-tunnel. He wants you to...
You're an F-tunnel, sir.
Yes. Yeah, I just finished.
Say it again. Spit in my mouth. Call me an F-hole.
It's your F-hole, sir. Just do it right.
Hold on. I need a cigarette.
All right. Let's bid, shall we? Jason?
I'm going to say $39.95.
All right, Derek?
I'm going $69.69.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, I see what he did there.
Brian. What do you say, Brian?
With pistons, I'm going to say $70.
$70. The closest one is, let's see, what did the actual manufacturer's price say?
$69.99.
Oh!
He did it!
Wow, it actually worked.
I'm flabbergasted.
It's $69.99. You actually made the same joke everybody uses, work and win.
I nailed it. What can you say?
You did nail it.
Is this like The Price is Right? Do I get all the dildos in the stash? Plus a $100 bill.
You just try to look the sweet old lady at the desk in the eye when you ask for your F-hole.
This is awesome.
All right. Listen, Derek, you come on by and pick up your F-hole.
I'm going to be by, and I'm picking up the F-hole. I'm picking the wife and the kids.
Stay right there, man. I got to tell you, I thought it was going to pay off, Brian, but it did not.
Oh, well, who cares?
All right. You know what? Let me help you out. There's the Dio Hologram Show next Wednesday, or Rival Sons are playing on the 16th, or Puddle of Mud and Saliva down at the Crossroads. What would you like?
You got some Nonsense Jam?
I'm out right now.
Huh.
This is hub. I'm not lying to you, man. You give them away, and then they don't have them anymore.
Okay, well, let me get some. I'll take some Puddle of Mud.
All right, Puddle of Mud and Saliva. I might as well just call me a liar, man.
You sticking with that?
I didn't. Yeah, is that what you're going to tell me? I wouldn't. Brian, we're friends here.
I got you.
All right. I'll stay there. Brian still doesn't believe me. This is not how you make good friends, right?
Oh, no.
Jason, I don't know what you want, but you'll be disappointed. Let's just move on. What can I give you?
Let me get some Monster Jam tickets.
I don't have...
Hey, I was just checking for the old guy. Come on. We're looking out for each other. You know, we didn't get an F-hole.
Listen, I got Papa Roach, Breaking Benjamin.
Let me do that Puddle of Mud Saliva.
All right. It's Thursday, June 20th, the Crossroads. I'll give you a pair, all right?
Please and thank you.
You're very welcome, man. See you later, Alligator. All right. What have I ever lied to these guys? Like,
you really haven't.
You don't. Hey, man, what have I done that? Well, let's see how the girls treat us today. Hello, Tiffany. Welcome to the show. What is your story?
Hello, I'm 34. Been with the same guy for 4 years, and I have just a small rabbit at home.
Mm-hmm. And do you still love the relationship? Are you excited?
Oh, yeah, I love the shit out of him.
Oh, my. I don't know if you mentioned that we're on the radio, but you can't say the S word. It hurts me.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now it's yes, sir. Now I got to be the dad.
Oh, hell.
All right, Tiffany.
There's another one.
Hey, Tiffany, let's just not talk right now.
Okay.
All right, you stay right there. I got to get Megan on. Megan, how are you today?
Hi. Megan. I'm 27, and I've been married 5 years, and we have 3 kids. We've got a bullet.
That's it? You already had 3 kids. Jesus Christ. You know how this works, right?
They tell me.
Why do you keep doing it?
You know, I don't know.
I feel like I have friends that do this with jail. I'm like, you didn't like it when you were in for a couple of years, but you kept going back. Oh, I have friends who do it with marriage, too. You, obviously you love kids, but 3 seems like a lot by 27.
Hey,
who else is talking? Shush it. Brenda, shut your cake hole. Where was that? Tiffany. Tiffany, you talking?
Nope.
No one's going to answer to that. All right, Megan, you just stay right there. I got to get Brenda on. Brenda.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm Brenda, 52 years old, and been married 15 years, and I've got a rabbit and an ugly purple veiny dildo.
It's called your husband, isn't it?
It's not my husband. Be nice.
All right. Brenda, Megan, Tiffany, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over, will receive the item up for bid.
For the ladies, our item up for bid today, and it's a big ticket item, is the Disco Triple Play from Evolve.
Big ticket item, that means it costs a lot.
This comprehensive 3-point vibrator gives you the most complete pleasure experience available. Discover a trigasm when you stimulate your clitoris, G-spot, and anus.
Big ticket item, just reminding you, girls.
Leading to a body-melting climax that's truly unique. Customize your vibrations and choose from 2 motors at a time or all 3 at once.
Hey, have I mentioned this damn thing isn't cheap?
It's USB rechargeable.
You never listen, it's like being married. free.
Fully submersible.
Big ticket item, big ticket item, but all you hear is wah, 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 wah.
It's the perfect combination of stimulation. It's the disco triple play vibe from Evolve.
It's a big ticket item.
What do you want to bet that someone still didn't hear a damn word I said?
And it can be yours, ladies.
Big ticket.
If the price is right.
All right, well, let's see whose ears are on today. Well, Tiffany, what would you bid for such an item today?
$34.25.
She's not listening. But that's okay. Tiffany's $34.95. I want to take a look at this before you go on. Describe it a little more. Oh, no, this thing's nice. And apparently there's something called a trigasm when you stimulate your clitoris, your G-spot, and your anus simultaneously.
That's horrible, it sounds like.
Yes. Are you familiar with the trigasm? The ass-gasm? Is there... Wow, this is a doodad. I mean, this is a thing.
Ooh!
I mean, this is definitely high-end.
That's covering everything you have.
Is this a rechargeable?
Yes, it is.
All right, well. All right, Tiffany had it at 34. Megan, were you listening?
Yes.
Yes, what would you bid, Megan?
$1.
It's amazing. Amazing. Brenda. Brenda.
$35.
Well, she's smart.
That's actually funny.
She's smart because she got it. She understood it. And the actual manufacturer suggested retail price.
$134.99.
How? Tiffany, what in the... And you, Megan. How could you not hear him at all? Potheads.
Oh, we heard him.
The what?
Did you purposely not want to win a brand new dildo, Megan?
No, I don't think I'm very good at this game.
Tiffany, did you not want to win something?
I'm with Megan. I think I'm not very good at this game.
Oh, my God. I guess you really can F their brains up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, Miss Brenda?
Yes.
You understood.
I did understood.
I got to tell you, this is a really, really, really nice one. I think you're going to enjoy it, so enjoy your trigasms.
You earned them.
Oh, look at this. It's a special LED lights that change colors inside of it. Look at that. Look at that thing. Oh, you want to talk about a party in your britches? Like this is, and then this is the big one. This is the vagina one. That's the clitoris one. And that's your butthole one.
Brenda.
This is like, I feel like Zeus.
I thought Aquaman.
No, the Trident's Aquaman. That's right. Poseidon.
Go ahead.
Because where I'm going, it's going to be very wet.
Momona.
Yeah. I'm going to give you the Momona while. All right.
Oh,
listen.
Brenda.
Brenda, it's all yours. This is a good one. So enjoy that.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Then the other two, Tweedledum and Tweedledummer. I'm going to hook you up with something, most likely learning to read lessons or something. Like maybe hooked on phonics or just getting your ears checked. All right. Stay right there.
Clean pee test.
Hook the goobers up.
Oh,
Gooberettes.
My God.
Greg, I don't even know why you try.
I know. It's like, how many times did I say it in the course of the damn thing?
Oh, the whole city's aware.
Yeah.
Those are living, breathing F-holes.
No, this is, yes. Yes, they don't care. They don't like it when you call them the F-hole, but. But it's hard to give them a name after a certain point, isn't it?
Right.
It's hard to humanize them. You're just F-hole number one and F-hole number two.
Sense was knocked out of the body, my God.
Well, I just wonder what you're hearing.
No.
There's a reason after 25, 26 years, I'm still giving the phone number.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.